This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 6, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. With a government shutdown looming, the political stakes may be quite high. But in terms of policy, what emerged following the last government shutdown was a large shift downward in the trajectory of government spending. That, says Cato Institute senior fellow Dan Mitchell, should be the goal of Republicans negotiating the future of federal spending.
In November of 1995, Republicans had a big government shutdown fight with Bill Clinton, very much similar to what we're going through today. And the conventional wisdom is that Republicans lost that fight, although largely that conclusion stems simply from the fact that Bill Clinton polled better than Newt Gingrich. If you actually look at what happened in terms of government policy, government spending only grew 2.9% a year for the next 4 years, and we went from a big budget deficit to a big budget surplus because we had that prudent fiscal policy. Not only that, we also had a tax cut on capital gains during that period. And politically, for Republicans who somehow think that today a shutdown would be terrible news for them, Republicans actually picked up seats in the Senate and only lost 9 out of their 54 new seats in the House after the 1994 landslide. So from a policy perspective, which we care about, the shutdown debate in 1995 was very good. And for some of our friends on the Hill who only look at politics, they came out of that process pretty well.
Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate as of 1995, and Bill Clinton seemed to be less committed to his fiscal program than Barack Obama does today.
There certainly are important differences between 1995 and today. Harry Reid is not the same as Bob Dole. Not that Bob Dole was a strong fiscal conservative, but Harry Reid is definitely a dyed-in-the-wool big government guy. And of course, everyone probably correctly assumes that Obama is more ideologically committed to big government than Bill Clinton. And that certainly suggests that it's going to be harder to find a compromise. And I think, indeed, that's exactly what we're seeing in terms of these negotiations that are dragging on. Obama clearly isn't taking it very seriously. You wouldn't dispatch Joe Biden to do anything serious. So I think he's expecting Republicans to roll over at some point. And of course, it's important to put this government shutdown fight that we're in the middle of right now into the broader context. We've just had Congressman Paul Ryan release his budget plan. In all likelihood, that's going to lead to another government shutdown fight as the new fiscal year begins October 1st. And then, of course, we have a debt limit fight coming up in a couple of months that'll take place even before this second shutdown fight. And that's going to be called the default fight, although the government's collecting 10 times as much revenue as necessary to pay interest payments. So there's not really a possibility of a default, but there's definitely a possibility of what would be considered a big disruption by Washington standards and the way government is financed. So we're going to be stuck in these kinds of fights all year long. And it really does boil down to a fundamental difference in visions. For the last 10 years, under both Republican and Democratic control, we've had one big government spending program after another. And now the American people clearly have just gotten fed up with big government. And whether or not that actually leads to a change in the direction of government policy remains to be seen. We'll see how these fights play out.
One key difference that probably ought to play to the advantage of Republicans is in 1995, we had not just been witness to dramatic increases in federal spending like the ones we've seen in the last 2 years.
We were not in nearly as bad a shape in 1995 as we are today. We did have, of course, the tax increase in 1993, and Clinton did try to have his version of government-run health care in 1994, but that failed. So we were actually in fairly decent fiscal position compared to after the 10-year Bush-Obama spending binge, TARP, and the economy, of course, is a little bit shaky right now. Those things clearly are a difference, but I think they also underscore why so many people in the public are so anxious and worried about America sort of becoming another Greece with government spending just growing out of control. And sooner or later, if government keeps growing and growing and growing, you either have to have a crippling tax burden or you wind up having a Greek-style debt crisis. And so I think the people want to put the brakes on in Washington, because they know if we don't put on the brakes, we're going to crash into a wall. Whether it's a tax wall or a debt wall, it's just going to be some bad result of some kind.
Dan Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.